Hi, good morning. My population is different from the one presented before. This is a hard, heroin or cocaine users among, Puerto Rican, actually mostly Puerto Rican. The title is, as you see, Networks of Hispanic Drug Users, a comparison between former and current hard drug users. And Dr. Sharon and Milton Mino are co-authors. Sherry Darren is PI for this project, which is funded by NIDA. This is, as you know, mandatory, I have to read. There are no relationship to disclose. Actually, there is no personal financial relationship with a commercial interest relevant to this presentation. It exists during the past 12 months, so there is no relationship to disclose. Okay, prior studies indicated that characteristics of the social networks of drug users may help explain HIV-related risk and protective behaviors. This study is to examine differences in network characteristics between current heroin or cocaine users and former heroin or cocaine users. This study is also to examine the relationship between network characteristics and the injection and sex risk behaviors. Hispanic, mostly Puerto Rican, heroin or cocaine users were recruited in 2005 through 2007 in New York City and New Jersey to participate in an intervention study. However, this study included only baseline data. Three sources of recruitment were used. First, the MMTP clinics, and second, street outreach but outreach workers, and the recruitment by the MMTP patients. Criteria were all participants should be at least age 18 and Hispanic, and group 2 and 3, which is a street outreach by recruited street outreach method, and also recruited by MMTP patients. All these participants should be, have used drugs in Puerto Rico and currently heroin or cocaine positive. Okay, urine analysis for heroin or cocaine was conducted at recruitment. Former drug users and current drug users were defined as follows. In order to be former drug users, they should have a heroin or cocaine urine analysis negative, and a self-report of no use of heroin cocaine in the prior 30 days. And current drug users should have a HC urine analysis positive. Social demographic characteristics such as gender, age, birthplace were also used. For drug use, injection drug use and non-injected heroin or cocaine use were used. For sex risk, having any unprotected sex and having multiple sex partners prior 30 days were used in this study. For egocentric risk network, participants were asked to name up to 5 people for each of the following categories based on behaviors in the prior 3 months. Those categories include friends, people with whom they injected the drug, people with whom they used non-injected heroin or cocaine, and sex partners. Constructed network variables included network size, which means total number of network members. In each category can name up to 5 people, so maximum you can name 20 people. And also another variables constructed was having friends in network, having IDUs in your network, having non-injected heroin or cocaine users in network, and having any sex partners in network, and heterogeneity or homogeneity of the network members in terms of gender and race ethnicity. Had any member whom the participants known for 6 months or less, membership overlap of networks. For example, same individual named in both IDU and the sex network. Other risk network variables included spending time together in the prior 3 months with IDUs and the drug-using family members. Statistical analysis used for this presentation is t-test and chi-squares and multiple logistic regression analysis. If you look at the social demographic characteristics, the majority of the sample are males, and mean age was about 42 years old, and more than half were born in Puerto Rico, and 13% were homeless, and more than half were enrolled in MMTP. They showed some demographic differences between two groups. In gender, the more men in current users, and the more homeless, which is 14% among current users. The MMTP enrollment was significant between two groups, but as you know, there's one of the criteria for people recruited from MMTP. So all of the MMTP clients, more than half were also current users. This table is showing the HIV risk behaviors between two groups. You can see here, the majority of the participants had ever injected in drugs. And half of the current drug users were currently IDUs, and more than one third, which is actually 39%, shared injection equipment. And of those who are sexually active, one quarter, about 25%, had multiple sex partners. Current users were more likely to report multiple sex partners. Multiple sex partners is more than one sex partner. And this table shows risk network characteristics between two groups. There is, as you see here, there are some significant differences between two groups in terms of risk network characteristics. There shows some trend for current drug users to report more network members than former drug users. The members, three or more members they named is 47% of current users and 34% of former users. They named three or more members. More homogeneity of network members in terms of same gender and race ethnicity was found among current users. And current drug users were more likely to spend time with IDUs and drug-using family members as compared to only 2% and 13% among former users. Next one is showing the network membership overlap. I mean, as I told you that they can name up to five people for each four different categories. So some people, they name the same individual. So let's see the membership overlap. There is differences between two groups in terms of having friends in network. As compared to former users, current drug users have more friends in network. And in total, about 69% of the sample, they named people as a sex partners. But the membership overlap with IDU and the heroin or cocaine users is less than 10%. I mean, their percentage membership overlap is low. And among the current IDU, more than 50% of current users, they named IDUs in network. And membership overlap with the friends is about half, more than half. And membership overlap with heroin or cocaine users, about quarter of the current users. and membership overlap with a sex partner is 14%. Of those current heroin or cocaine users, about half, about 48%, they named the non-injected heroin cocaine users in network. And sex partner, membership sex partner is also only about 10%. This table is showing the relationship between risk network characteristics and injection equipment sharing. You can see here the significant factors are found in having any network members known for less than 6 months and also having ID used in network. So they are more likely to share the injection equipment. Other factors are not significant. This table is showing the relationship between network characteristics and having multiple sex partners. You see probability less than 0.05 are homelessness and the MMTP enrollment and network size. So there's homeless and the network size. They have a positive relationship with having multiple sexual partner, but MMTP enrollment is negative in a relationship, which means those who were enrolled in MMTP were less likely to having multiple sex partner. And they're showing some trend in the relationship between having any network members alone for less than 6 months. It's showing some trend, but it has positive relationship. In summary and conclusions, current drug users had more network members and more ID use in their networks than former users. The findings support prior research on the importance of network members in drug use behaviors. The findings suggest that HIV prevention and the education program for drug users include network members. The findings indicate methadone enrollment reduced sex risk, in this case, having multiple sex partner. Enhanced understanding of this basis for this relationship may be helpful in reducing sex risk among drug users. Further research on intervention to address overlapping risk network, for example, the level of injection and the sex network members was indicated. Since the former users also had the drug users in their network, ongoing efforts to maintain or reduce risk behavior among former users may be needed. I think that's it. Thanks.